This is Seattle Morning News. Dave Ross with Heather Bosch is in for Colleen O'Brien. Joining us now, 6th District Congressman Derek Kilmer. Let's talk about the agenda in Congress and where it stands at this point. Do you see any progress being made on, first of all, immigration? Because that's the big crisis currently. I know that there's an appropriation to do something about the border facilities, but anything about a more comprehensive reform bill?
I hope so. I think what we've seen from the administration is really awful. The conditions are completely unacceptable. We've got a bill that would make some reforms and set some basic expectations of humanitarian standards so that if someone comes to the southern border, they have basic access to things like clean water and medical care if they need it. You're right. There was an emergency funding bill that passed. I don't think it's a perfect bill, and I think the House bill was actually far stronger. But you know, we had a choice to make between providing no money to address that humanitarian crisis or passing the bill to the Senate. But a lot more needs to be done there. You know, the approach that we've seen from this administration, also with regard to providing financial assistance to the Northern Triangle countries, is, in my view, entirely wrongheaded. The president has said, in essence, as we see a flow of people from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, as a consequence of that, our country is going to cut off all financial assistance to those nations. I think that's exactly the opposite of what we should be doing. We should actually be trying to create more stability in those nations, try to address some of the problems that are leading to the flow of folks to our southern border. Mm-hmm. I went to the detention center in Tacoma almost a year ago. I met with 22 women who'd been separated from their children. You know, and I asked each one of them, why did you come? And you know, I had one woman who said to me, we had a translator, and she said, you know, the village that I lived in Guatemala had been completely overrun by the cartels and by gangs. She said, I have a five-year-old child. And it wasn't safe. And she said, I wasn't trying to hide from you. She said, we walked from our village to America's southern border. She said, I waited at the border and I asked for asylum. I wasn't trying to hide from anybody. She said her son was taken from her. She said it would be they told her it would be 2 hours. It had been at that time more than 3 weeks since she'd seen her child. And those sorts of policies from the administration, I think, are just entirely, entirely unacceptable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds terrible what she's gone through and what so many others have gone through. But we have tried aid in the past. Does the aid money work? And does it, more importantly, from what I hear, sometimes what happens is, of course, it's skimmed off by the very authorities who are supposed to distribute it to people who need it.
I don't think anyone's calling for aid without accountability. But the notion that aid would be cut off entirely, I think, is just a wrongheaded policy. The reality is there's been efforts at sort of broader immigration reform. I actually think that's the right approach, not just addressing the humanitarian crisis at the border, but passing some additional reforms. For example, I think it's wrong to have a profit motive involved in immigrant detention. There's a bill that most of the Washington delegation is on and has pretty broad support to end that process of having private detention centers and setting some humane standards for detention. We've got a bill that has passed out of the House to lift the cloud of uncertainty over the head of dreamers. It's a bill called the Dream and Promise Act, which actually got some bipartisan support out of the House. So, you know, my hope is that you see Congress take up that issue in a broader way.
I guess one more thing that nobody covers, so I should bring it up. The national debt is now, what, $23 trillion, I think? Yeah. Approaching 24, it's rising at the rate of $1 trillion a year. Is there anybody who worries about that up there on the Hill?
I certainly do. But to your point, I think it's an issue that has not gotten the attention it deserves. And the reality is, you know, if you look at every think tank and bipartisan or nonpartisan group that's looked at this question, they've all pretty much concluded the same thing. And that is that this problem is too big simply to tax your way out of it, simply to cut your way out of it, or simply to depend on economic growth as a strategy out of it. Frankly, you have to have a comprehensive approach. And, you know, what that means, and I actually think at a time of divided government, that may be the best opportunity to try to address this, because it means each party is going to have to eat a little bit of something that they don't want. But this problem doesn't get better, A, by ignoring it, or B, by digging the hole further, you know, part of my concern about the Republican tax law that was passed a couple of years back was not just that most of the benefits, frankly, didn't go to my constituents. I don't, by and large, represent people who are in that top 1% of income earners. That's not the 6th congressional district. It wasn't just that concern. It was that it wasn't paid for. It was that it plowed a couple more trillion dollars into our national debt. And, you know, it violates the basic rule is of when you're in a hole, stop digging.
6th District Congressman Derek Kilmer. Derek, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Great being with you.